This is Forrest Elise interviewing Aisha Brownlee for the Creative Push Project on September 19th at 11:20. All right. So we're recording?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Right. So yeah, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm Aisha Brownlee. I go by Shay. I'm married to a wonderful, handsome gentleman. And we have one beautiful daughter together. We live in Levine. We're awesome. What more can I say? We're awesome.
Okay. Are we good? Good. Okay. Okay, so if you feel comfortable, go ahead and take us back as far. Okay, how many children do you have?
Just the one.
Just the one, okay. That keeps it simple. Okay, so if you could take us back to the conception, maybe tell us a little bit about that, what she planned, maybe place it in terms of season, like any sort of, anything that can give us some sense of location, you know, to orient ourselves.
Okay, it was 2013. I had finished law school. We decided that now was the time to try and conceive. We started as soon as I graduated, so that was 2012, May 2012. Nothing happened. January came, nothing happened. March 2013, I thought I was pregnant. We were in San Diego on vacation, no period. I'm like, yes, I'm pregnant. And nearly every woman has had that moment where it's like, uh-oh, I'm about to stain my clothes. I'm at a restaurant. I freak out, go to the bathroom, of course. Not pregnant. I'm crying. He's holding me. I'm crying. I'm sobbing at the table. Like, I just knew I was pregnant. I bought this cute little sleeper that I was going to give to you when I found out I was pregnant. Don't worry about it. We'll be pregnant this time next year. Just give it a year. No one wants to hear that, but what are you going to do? So we kept trying. We went out of state in June. We went to Kansas City, Missouri, and it was for his job. So there's like his students. He's a teacher. His students are in the very next room. And we had a conversation, and this is horrible, but the conversation led to, what was the best sex you ever had? And I am a true Scorpio in that don't ask me anything unless you want the hard truth. And I informed my husband that he was not the best sex I ever had, which is horrible. Looking back, lying is worth it in some situations. But I didn't, it was just the sex, not like the whole experience. If we were talking about the totality of the circumstances, totally would have been him, but just like raw primal sex, some other guy. So he got mad and we had angry sex, and I guess that's how you get pregnant, being upset with your mate. So we didn't really make up. We just had angry sex and watched Cops, I think. And we went on about business as usual. I didn't think he was that upset. I found out later how angry that angry sex really was. The world may never know, even to this day. We get home, and the day we got back, he had to wash clothes, repack, and I had to take him to the airport. And while he went to Indiana, I think. Heavens knows where he was. He was gone. And we got into an epic fight while he was away on vacation, or not on vacation, on for business. And in the meantime, you know, there's a signal that you're pregnant. I didn't know this was a signal. It was like these little flecks of white stuff in the toilet when you urinate. I was like, well, maybe I just had some random toilet paper in there. I don't know. You make up stuff when you don't know. And I was like, that's really weird. Happened 3 days straight. Meanwhile, I'm arguing with my husband every time we speak. And I'm like, I bet you I'm knocked up because I'm angry. I'm mad. I'm freaking furious, darn it. We had one last argument, and he had decided, he didn't tell me, but he had decided when he came home, we were going to divvy up assets, sign papers, like, this is it, this is over. Meanwhile, I'm on, where was I? Over on Tatum. That big shopping center. I was shopping for maxi dresses because it was 100 and hell outside, and I was angry about that too. I'm on the phone with my mother. I'm like, why is it so blankety blank and hot? I hate this. She said, well, you're over 30. I'm like, I've been over 30 for a minute now. Like, this summer is no different than any other summer. I'm just blankety blankin' hot, and I can't find blankety blankin' dresses to fit my blankety blankin' small size. I probably should shop where all the fat girls shop. Where do they shop? So I can find a dress in a size 2. And my mother didn't say a word. I went home. I was still angry and took a pregnancy test the next morning. And I was like, oh, that's why I'm so hot. I'm knocked up. Crap. And I had one last argument with my husband that day. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? You're pregnant, dummy. He's coming home. And he came home, and I presented him with a box. And it was filled with goodies like diapers, wipes, powder, onesies. And it had a card on top. And it had a B for our last name. And I put it in a big Ralph Lauren box because that's our signature family label, whatever. Gave it to him. He's like, what is this? I said, just open it. He opens it. He looks at the stuff. He's like, well, what is this? I said, well, read the card. And it said, Dear Daddy, see you in March. He was like, what? You're pregnant? You're not pregnant. I was like, yeah, actually I am. He says, no, you're not pregnant. Yeah, I'm pregnant. I am. He's like, well, take a test. I said, took one. He's like, well, take another one. I said, taken several. That's how us ladies do. We take several tests. I'm seriously pregnant. He was like, huh. All right. So I guess that was when he kind of shredded the virtual divorce documents. We told the moms the next week. We presented them with little bowls and spoons because they, you know, they're typical black mothers. They like to feed you. That's what we do. So everybody was excited, and it was planned, but it was not planned to be at such a horrible, you know, it wasn't good timing. I wasn't working. Like, it was not cool. But, you know, the pregnancy went great. We went to the first, because I went to a fertility specialist to see what the H was wrong with me. Nothing was wrong. I just was coming off of 16, 17 years of Depo Provera. And the first ultrasound he went to, I forgot to prep him. When you're so early on, it's not the cute abdominal device. It's the, you know, long dildo with the condom on it type of device. And he was mortified. He was mortified. He was like, oh my God. He's like turning gray. He's sweating. I felt so bad for the guy. I was like, it's okay. Don't worry. It doesn't hurt. It's slightly uncomfortable, but whatever. This is how it goes. This is part of being a woman. We use strange devices and equipment to make sure we're healthy. And he was fine with that. The next appointment he came was when he heard the heartbeat. He didn't want to be in the room. I demanded he be in the room. And he's in there, and he heard that heartbeat, and he got up and he left. And the nurse was like, is he okay? Like, did you guys have some sort of lover's quarrel in the waiting room? I was like, no, he's fine. He sent me a text, and he said, I'm okay. I'm in the parking lot. I'm okay. I'm just overwhelmed with emotion because he's always wanted a daughter. He's always wanted a daughter. And, of course, at that time, we didn't know. She just looked like this little gummy bear on the screen, and he was crying. So I went downstairs after we finished up. Everything was fine. And I said, are you all right? He says, yeah, I'm good. Let's go eat. And he was still messed up through the whole meal. Like when we got engaged, he was messed up through the whole meal. He couldn't believe this life event was happening. But when we found out it was a girl, I mean, he boo-hooed it up. Like, he was praising God and crying, and he got on his knees, and he was just like, God, you're real, you're real. Like, you promised me, and your promises are coming to pass. Like, I can't believe it. That's my daughter. I'm finally having a daughter. Like, I can't believe it. And I'm like, well, I was kind of hoping for a son, but you know, baby's healthy. It's all good. You know, she's, and you know, when you see him, it was the 3D in a theater thing. It was totally over the top, but whatever. And she sleeps like I sleep, with her hands in her face. And I was like, that is so odd. And the scripture really came to life when we were there through the ultrasound, because it says in the Word of God that, you know, you knew me before you knitted me in my mother's womb. And to see that image was like, this is the knitting. Because, you know, it's not like when a piece of paper comes through a printer and it prints from top to bottom or bottom to top. It's like inside out. We are expanding. We're ever expanding like the universe. And I got to see that on the screen. And that was just so moving, so incredible. My pregnancy was awesome. I looked like I had a basketball in my shirt. This guy actually at the dollar store asked me to pass him the rock, like they say on the basketball court, and he kind of gestured like, hand me the rock, hand me the rock. And he did this like basketball move. Strange fellow, but very funny. My job, I finally got a job. I was temping. They didn't know I was pregnant till I actually said something. And even then they were like, well, you're carrying this way. You're having a girl. You're carrying this way. You're having a boy. I'm like, no, we already know. It's a girl. Well, you have to wait. No, we've been there. Like, I'm super duper pregnant. I'm 6 months along. I know what's going on now. I'm just one of those fortunate broads who's able to just make it happen. And it was a great, great pregnancy. All I wanted to eat was hamburgers. I was so ashamed when I was craving Burger King. Like, that is the worst burger. The worst burger on the face of the planet. Oh, it was awful. But I mean, I was good. I was very happy. I only got morning sickness twice, which was awesome. I'd never cursed and cried out to God at the same time. The first time I drank some coffee and I ate some apples, and I got so sick. And you know, when you vomit like as a regular non-pregnant person, it sucks. But when you vomit as a pregnant lady, it's like the Incredible Hulk reaches down your throat and rips all your innards out, and there's nothing you can do. And it's like, you know, I need Bruce Banner back. Hurry, hurry, stop. So I'm like cursing, like, God, if you told me to be fruitful and multiply, if you don't stop this, I will never have sex with my husband again. This marriage will end. There will be no more children coming through this vessel. Like, please stop. You have to stop this. And it stopped, like, right then. Didn't get sick again till like month 8. And I think that was just some weird, you know, we all have weird fluky, like, I'm just going to be sick right now kind of things. But that was it. That was great. When it came time for her to show up, oh heavens, that was amazing. So we went through a birth center. And so it was like all natural and super crunchy. I didn't realize what a hippie I really was until I got pregnant. I'm like, no, I just need wine. That's all I need. I drink wine and water and I eat jerky and vegetables, but hamburgers too, because I will sacrifice cows for the cause. And I was teaching yet? No, my husband was teaching, and he asked me to grade him some papers, grade papers for him. And so I have to go back. One particular Sunday, I don't know what it was, I woke up and I heard, I think it was 12 more weeks. I was like, that's a weird thing to hear first thing in the morning, 12 more weeks. It was so many weeks or so many days, I don't remember. But I calendared it. And it came out to, I was going to have this baby in my 38th week, which I had hoped for. I had prayed for. And my mom had both me and my brother at 38 weeks. So I was like, yeah, that's perfect. And you know why it's perfect? Because it's spring freaking break. Like, yes, let's have a spring break baby. That's awesome. The theme for my both of my baby showers was March Madness, because who doesn't love March Madness? It's awesome. So anyhow, this was week 38. And my husband pointed to my belly on the 12th, which was a Wednesday. And he was talking to my belly and he said, Adeline, this is your father. You need to come out this week. We got stuff to do. So get it together and you got to get out. This is your official eviction notice. You need out. Okay? Okay. Thank you for cooperating. She didn't come the next day, so I was kind of bummed. But I was cool because, you know, I was still in my 38th week. I had a little bit of time. She could bake a little longer. Thursday night. It's 11 o'clock. And I had told her earlier in the day, I was rubbing my belly. I said, baby, look, I need you to, you got to come out this week, like in the next few days. But can you please wait till I do all the laundry? I have to unload and reload the dishwasher. And I got to grade these papers. Oh, and I have to put the car seats in the car. After that, it's your world, girl. Like, you make it happen. So I finished the laundry. I finished the last paper at like 10:30. And I'm just sitting in bed. And my neighbor, she was a car seat installer. She was certified. She said, she texted me, I saw your light on. Are you ready to go? Can we put the car seats in now? Because you're like super duper pregnant. Sure, let's roll. I get all my clothes on. I was like, well, let me go to the bathroom because, you know, as pregnant gals, I can't pee myself. Like, my pride is too strong. Like, I cannot pee on myself. So I go to the bathroom and I'm going. I'm like, that's really a lot. Like, that's a lot. And you know how we do? We look in the bowl. Like, did something just happen? And it was kind of murky. I'm like, what would make my urine so murky? What the on earth did I drink? I've been drinking water. I'm good. So I go out. We install the first one. And I was like, you know, that was really weird. I'm still like, it's still on my mind, this whole strange looking pee thing. And she has a child. And I said, I think my water broke. She was like, what did you just say? I said, I think my water broke. No, ho. Like, no. This is not even the business. Why are you so calm? I said, I don't know, but let me go to the bathroom so we can get the other one in and, you know, let's handle it. So I go and I pee again and it's just like a lot. I'm like, okay, yeah, my water broke. It's cool. So I go on out. I said, yeah, my water broke. She said, why aren't you panicking? I said, from what I hear, this is going to be a long process. So I need to take it easy. I'm just going to ride this out. She says, you really need to tell your husband. I said, oh, no, ma'am. This was his long day. He worked all day and then went to class and worked his second job. I need all hands on deck. I need hands to be rested on deck. He's staying asleep. I'm going to handle this. There's nothing he can do anyway. What's he going to do? Hold my hand? I don't think so. So we install the second seat. And I go inside. I call my nurse. I was like, yo, I think my water broke. She said, okay. And she asked me some questions. I don't remember what they were. But I do remember her saying, go to sleep. And I was like, you're crazy. I'm too excited. It is 11:30 at night. She says, you've been up all day. You need your sleep. It's like, it's like Christmas Eve. I cannot go to sleep. She said, whatever. Take your butt to bed. Call me later if anything changes. And I said, well, I'm going to get in the shower because I'm starting to feel it. So I sit on my ball, I get in the shower, I'm humming, you know, the little birthing moan sounds. You make the same noises getting it in as you do getting it out. So I'm just moaning and, you know, it's getting more intense and I'm getting tired. And it's like, well, this isn't what I thought it would be, but okay. So I call her back later. She says, well, meet me at the birth center at 1:30-ish. Like 1:30. Okay, so I try to lay down. I can't. I wake my husband up at 1. I said, look, it's go time. I wanted to let you sleep as long as possible, but I wanted to give you time enough because it was like 6 minutes away from our apartment. I said, I wanted to give you time enough to shower if you wanted to, pray if you need to, get your mind right, get your head in the game, whatever you have to do. And he looks at me and said, I wondered what the hell was going on in there. Why are you making all those mating calls? And I said, well, you know, I'm expanding, movement's happening. We get up. There's not enough time to go to Whataburger. It's raining. I'm starving. I'm so disappointed. We go to the birth center. She's there. She's ready. And she looks at me. And looking back, she knew, like, you are such a fool. Take your ass back home. It is not time. So she looks at me. She checks me out. And she says, yeah, you are effaced, but you're only 1 centimeter. Like, I'll break the rest of your water, but you gotta go. And my husband, he's like set the mood. He's got his music going. He's laid out all his stuff. Like, and he's so disappointed. He is furious. Like, why can't we stay? Why can't, I said, they cannot take us. It's like outpatient. I'm just not progressed enough for this. So let's just go home. I've already called my mother, who's coming from Chandler to Central Phoenix. So I call her back. I said, they're not taking us. He calls his mom and says, just stay home. Don't worry about it. Because it's Thursday night. People got to work on Friday. My mom's retired. So she comes anyway. She meets us at the apartment. And, you know, we're just going through it. And I'm laboring and things. I started getting tired because every contraction, I had to be standing or walking. And now my legs are tired. And I was like, I'm getting stressed out. I said, somebody get me a glass of wine. My husband gets one of those big old like dollar store cups and fills it halfway with red wine. And I just chug it. And I sit there and I'm like, all right, I got relaxed enough for things to kick into high gear. So after that, it was on. Like, everything just changed. There was poop. There was blood. I had asked my husband before my mom got there to run me a bath. I was like, well, maybe I can get in the bathtub. The plug was in the water. He's grossed out. I hate the water on my body. It hurts. And, you know, I don't have a fancy tub. I have a raggedy ghetto apartment tub. So I can't really fit comfortably. It was awful. And I'm screaming, help me out, help me out. And he's like, the plug's in the water. I can't look. Awful.
You mean the mucus plug?
Yeah. It was in the water. He's so grossed out. So, but my mom gets there. I'm out of the tub and I have just a bikini top on. I'm all fours in our bedroom. And I'm sure this is forever burned in his memory and he would not touch me for 5 months after this thing. Well, you know, when the baby comes down, everything's got to come out. So I look, my mom's there. She's rubbing my back. I'm on all fours. And I said, I got to take a dump. Just like that. And she's like, well, dump. And so I'm like bearing down. I'm thinking I'm taking the bowel movement of the ages. I think I'm like a Tonka truck, dump truck, making it happen. And I managed to look back and it's like this little bitty Hershey kiss, like a sugar daddy. And I was so disappointed. I was never more disappointed in anything I'd ever done than when I looked back at that little bitty mini turd for all the work. But I didn't have time to like delve into my emotions. I really had to get my head back in the game. So my mom's cleaning me. My husband is turning like all colors of green. He's like, you're taking a dump in our bedroom. Like all my Ralph Lauren towels. I cannot wait to make this part of my stand-up routine because it was hilarious. Anyhow, mom cleans up the poop and we're going. Now, I've lost track of all time. Time, space, energy, everything has just gone away. It's just me trying to figure out how this baby's getting out. And I remember looking up at the clock and saying, why the hell haven't we called a nurse yet? I said, where is a doula? My mom's acting as my doula. They're supposed to send a doula. They know I'm in labor. What's up? And I said, call the number on the fridge and dial 4. And we get the nurse and my husband, poor guy. I really did myself a disservice on making him be a part of this because he was totally not with it. He told me he didn't want to do it. I demanded it. Big marriage mistake. Listen to your husband. Lesson number 1844. So we call the nurse. They have a conversation. And basically it's, be at the center, I guess it was, meet me there in an hour, which turned out to be, I don't know, 4-ish, 5-ish, I don't recall. Anyhow, I remember an hour. because she was way out on the west side coming into Central Phoenix. So I'm just rocking it out. Like, I'm just at the house, you know, throwing my body weight on my husband. And there was one moment where he said, I told him, I said, help me breathe. Help me breathe. And he was like, you're breathing just fine. You're talking, you know, like, no, husband, that's not what I'm talking about. Breathe with me. And so I'm holding him with my arms over his shoulders. We're swaying back and forth. And I was like, just breathe with me. Just breathe with me. And so he's totally, I'm sure I reek of poo and birth. And he's like totally being the uber supportive husband as he's so grossed out. And I said, tell me why I'm doing this. Remind me why I'm not going to the hospital, why I don't need the drugs. And he's like, because you're a fucking beast. That's why. Like, you're the freaking man. Let's do this. You got this. I'm like, you're right. And I like push away from him. Like, I'm having this baby. That's all I needed. And then it came time to leave the house. And my mom's like, okay, let's go. And I had this raggedy little sundress that it had a hole in it. That's why I chose to birth in it, because it was on its way out. And she's helping me put on my dress. And I said, I can't go. I cannot go. She's like, whatever. Put your Depends on and let's get this dress on and let's go. And as I'm pulling up my Depends, I'm like, I'm not going to make it. She's coming. She's going to be here. Don't you. We're not going to make it. It's 6 minutes with stoplights. And I'm telling them I'm not going to make it. My husband goes to get the Jeep. And my mom's like tugging me along. Come on. We got to go. I'm not going to make it, Mom. Like, I sound like I'm four. No, Mom. It's not going to happen. She's like, shut up. Where are your shoes? And I put my shoes on and said, I'm not going to make it. I'm not. And we start to leave. And I said, wait, where are my glasses? She says, of all the times to worry about your glasses, it's now. I said, well, Mom, I want to actually see my child because I cannot see without my glasses. So we get my glasses. And we're walking up. It's three steps up from our apartment up to the sidewalk. And I'm still saying, I'm not going to make it. She's coming. She's coming. Oh, I missed a part. Back to when we're in the house when I'm putting my shoes on. That was the Ring of Fire moment. And I was like, oh, okay. Wow. I said, yeah, I'm not going to make it. Like, what just happened? I said, she's coming. Like, she's totally coming. So then we get outside. And she presents me to the Jeep. And I look at the Jeep, and I'm having this moment like, I never really figured out how I was going to get in this car while pregnant. This is why everybody said, pregnancy car rides are the worst. So she's like, get in. I'm like, how? I don't know. I don't know how to maneuver this. How to, this gut and this. No, I have on a diaper and there's a head coming out of my vagina. I totally can't figure this out. So she tells me to put my knees in the seat and hug the seat. I'm like, okay. And I think she even put the seatbelt on me, which is really awkward and weird. But isn't that what moms do? Safety first. So we're traveling, and the whole way, I have my eyes closed, and I'm hugging the seat. I'm telling my husband, she's coming, Dre. She's coming. She's coming. He's like, well, just hold on. I'm like, no, that's not how this works. She's coming. Well, hold on. We're almost there. I said, we're not going to make it. Like, she's coming. I'm feeling her in my diaper. Like, thank God for Depends, because I could not afford to detail that Jeep. So I'm all for Depends during labor. And we get there, and I miraculously, it felt like I jumped out of the Jeep, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, my baby is crowning! And my husband looks at me like a puppy dog and kind of tilts his head to the side and says, well, let's go. I said, and apparently my facial expression and body language informed him that I could not walk. So he scoops me up and he felt her head on his arm through the diaper. And my mom has since pulled up and got out of her car. He says, the baby's here, let's go. So she runs and opens the door to the birth center. My husband runs in with me behind her and he drops me on this oversized beanbag chair. Now pause. When we took a tour of the birth center, my husband pointed at that that darn beanbag chair and asked if he could, where did they get one? You know, how did you get this? Where is it? And you're like, oh, you get them at Costco. That's, you know, someone's had a baby on that. And he was like, well, I don't want to sit on it now. He's like, no, we replace it, you know, and we toss the old ones. Well, guess who was born on the beanbag chair after one push? He drops me on the beanbag chair. The nurse is like floored by what has happened because it's only been 5.5 hours since this began. She's like, what is going on? Like, the baby's coming. She rips off my diaper. She says, oh God, one push, baby's out. They're talking, oh, she's so beautiful. I'm like, newborn babies aren't beautiful. They're scary. They look like wet rats. But anyway, so, I'm asking, what time is it? What time is it? I want to know what time she was born. 5:10. 5:10. At 11 o'clock, I was grading papers. 5:10, I'm a mom. That's crazy. So she's out. My husband is. Unfortunately, my husband got the money shot from across the room because he dropped me on the beanbag chair and he went around and he looked back and got to see that whole knocked up shot from the movie. Yeah, I felt really bad for him because I'm sure every time he closed his eyes for the next 3 months, that was the vision. And he was just over the moon. He didn't want to cut the cord. I cut it. That was pretty cool. And my daughter had an extra finger on her left hand. I have them on both hands, but she had one just on her left. And he was holding her, and my mom was with me. I couldn't deliver the placenta. It took me almost an hour. And if I didn't get it out in an hour, they were going to transfer me to the hospital. And the reason it didn't come out was because I was on that freaking beanbag chair. It's hard to get your bearings on that. So I'd gone in the other room, and it still took a while. Then my body temperature dropped. I'm always cold. My hands are cold right now. And my daughter, her body temperature wouldn't come up. And, you know, we're doing the whole skin-to-skin thing. And I'm like, I'm cold. She's not going to warm up, whatever. And then she didn't want to latch. I should have known then. She's like me. I don't eat when I'm cold. It's not going to happen. And she did not eat. She was like, screw that. I'm cool. I'm actually really cool. I'm just going to chill here. And so then they had to like suck the fluid out of her stomach to see if she'd eat. She still didn't eat. My husband, he was so exhausted. I felt awful for him. Like, one thing I didn't take into account was how amazing I would feel after giving birth. I felt like the mother funkin' man. Like, I would tell anybody, how you feeling? I feel awesome. 20 minutes after she was out, I told my husband, that was awesome. Let's do it again. And he's like, no. Did you see what happened? I saw everything. There was poop. There was blood. You're gross. Like, I saw your stretched out vagina. No. And my mom, she was there. My mother-in-law and father-in-law, they came, and everybody was just so amped. And they're all having family time, and I'm still like in the back, like begging for food. Please, someone give me pizza. And they did, and it was the most delicious pizza I'd ever had in my life. But the problem was something was up with my reflexes. I don't remember what happened, but I was hoping to be home in time to watch The View at 10, and I wasn't, and I was kind of disappointed, but I was home by 1 o'clock. 1:15, I was in my bed. I was on Facebook. I was like, hey, everybody, the baby's here. Like, what? Where are you? I was like, I'm at the crib. I'm chilling. Like, all is well in the world, and it was an amazing birth. I really felt great. Unfortunately, the following day, you have the checkup with the baby, and we took her to the nurse, and she still wasn't latching. She still wasn't eating. We had tried formula that night. I tried pumping. She wouldn't latch onto anything. She wouldn't eat anything. Long story short, they ended up calling an ambulance to the birth center to take us to Phoenix Children's, and that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever had to do. Because there was nothing wrong with this kid. It ended up costing us $1,500 because she was lazy. And I'm like, well, she's my kid. I'm kind of lazy too sometimes, especially in a new situation. And, you know, she was fine. And it was so funny because, you know, I was 34. My husband was 35. And we're in the NICU with this itty bitty baby. And all of the nurses are like, okay, this is what's going on. You know, they're asking us all of these questions. And we're cool. Like, do your job. You went to school for this. You do it every day. Do your job. You guys are so laid back. I said, there is nothing wrong with my child. I said, I'm going to tell you like the little old lady saying this out. Ain't nothing wrong with that baby. She just got a lazy tongue, which was exactly what it was. She just didn't feel like eating. And 2 days later when we were released, he said, you were absolutely right. She just had a lazy tongue. She just didn't want to do it. I said, I know. $1,500 later, mom knows best. But we learned a lot. We got a whole bunch of free bottles and, you know, I got to see a lactation consultant because no one tells you that flat nipples are an issue. Yeah, I didn't realize I had flat nipples because I don't go around looking at nipples all day. But I don't look at like, oh, can I see your nips? No one says that. So, and no one told me that breastfeeding would be an issue with flat nipples. Now I know. They're no longer flat. Thank you, Athelin. So it was a great experience. We took her to church. She was born on Friday. We took her to church on Tuesday. We walked Steele Indian Park on Friday. People are like, oh, that baby's so small. How old is she? She is 6 days old. Oh my God, you look amazing. I had on the pants I'm wearing today. Like, yeah, I was wearing jeans and she was 2 days older. 2 days old. I rocked that whole pregnancy, labor, birth thing. I did. Praise Jehovah Jireh. Like, that was awesome. I hope the next one goes as smoothly.
I think that is like the perfect ending. I do want to ask you a couple of things, though.
What's up?
So when you were pregnant and you were having the trouble in your marriage, do you think part of it was the trying to get pregnant part? Because Eric and I tried, it was like 6 months, and it was causing us stress in our marriage.
I think it was that I wasn't working and bringing in money.
Yeah, that'll do it, right?
That and, you know, we are who we are. You know, we can be jerks to one another. And he was especially bitter because I hadn't passed the bar and, you know, I wasn't working. And I was like, well, you're just a jerk. Like, I can't deal with you right now. So.
And then after you told him you were pregnant, did the relationship get better soon after that?
Not exactly. It took a few months. It's like, we're in this now. Like, we can't just shake hands and leave. There's another person involved. So, and he's told me, he said, she came at the perfect time because I was ready to bail.
That's amazing.
Yeah. He's like, I was ready to say goodbye to this. I just couldn't do it anymore. Now she's here and, you know, no offense, but it's cheaper to keep her. And I said, well, I guess I agree, you know, I suppose.
And she must have, you know, brightened up your lives and kind of mm-hmm. brought you together as people. I mean,
yes.
It either brings you together or tears you apart. I think having a kid is, you know, had so many complications to your life.
Yes.
But a lot of joy.
That's true. And I've heard so many other women say how the child ruined their marriage. And that's just not our story. Like, we've become a better husband and wife. We've become a better team because of her. And I tell people all the time, I wish I'd had her sooner. Because that would have cut back on all the crazy arguments and fights and holes in walls and all the other stupid stuff you can't take back. All that wouldn't have happened. Or it was not as much. Because, you know, we're human. We get frustrated. We get disappointed. And now you have this person mimicking you and watching what you do and believing that if you don't love him or you don't love her, then you probably don't love me because that's who I'm from. I am her. I am him. So it really causes you to step back and look at it. And us being believers, you know, we love God. We believe his word. It really drives home how God sees us. When you see a child, when you see your own child, and you know that you would move heaven and earth, you would go through hell and high water, you know, I'll cut a bitch behind my kid, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, wow, that's how, what God thinks about me. No matter how unruly my child is, I will burn the city down behind her. Like, I will go to jail behind you. And it's hard not to say, well, maybe God loves me that much or more. And it just brings things back into perspective, like the little things she does. I'm like, can't get too mad at that because I do the exact same thing. Shoot, I need to get my life together. What is wrong with me? I need to find a therapist's phone number right now.
So. I absolutely agree with that, though. Yeah. You do have patience because you do see yourself in them. You know? I mean, just little things, irritating habits. You know?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
That's funny. Well, great. I think that we're good. I'm going to go ahead and turn off.